Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back. I am so happy that you decided to join me on another edition of Immigration on the Canadian Prairies. And I'm very happy because we are going to feature one of my favorite cities on the prairies, and that is Yorkton. So let's begin to find out why this city is one of my favorites. Now, Yorkton is a city located in southeastern Saskatchewan, Canada. It is about 450 kilometers, I would say, northwest of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and about 300 kilometers southeast of Saskatoon. And it is the sixth largest city in the province of Saskatchewan. As of 2017, the population of the city was roughly 19,000. And since we are in the year 2021, it has certainly surpassed that, and we are about at 21,000 for population. Yorkton is a great city. It's small in size, but big on growth and its economy. The main economy driver is the agricultural and food processing industry. Yorkton has food processing plants, grain elevators, and many manufacturing facilities. Now, when I think about Yorkton, I think of the following: great employment prospects, good self-employment and business opportunities, very affordable housing, fantastic amenities, ability to develop a great network of friends from various cultures, incredible short distance to drive to work, and that means doing more what you want because you have a lot more time on your hands, and most importantly, a safe place to raise a family. Let's say we look at some of these topics a bit more closely. Now, I get it. In order to have a great lifestyle, someone in the family, maybe that is you, does have to work. And not to worry, Yorkton has got you covered for that. The array of employment opportunities is vast. This city has a diverse and educated workforce with over 60% of the region's residents being in the labor force. The largest sector of employment is in sales and service, followed by trades, transport, and equipment, while business, finance, administration, and management take third and fourth spots respectively. Health, manufacturing, education, law, social services, as well as arts and recreation also create a number of jobs in the city. Now, I recently went on a job search for the fun of it on a website that showcases employment for the region, and I found job openings for aircraft maintenance technician, insurance administrators, production supervisors, and to field supervisors, and also so much more. Those were just to name a few. If you are more of an entrepreneurial person looking to own a business while in Yorkton, this is a perfect region, as there is currently more than 1,000 businesses operating within the commercial and retail sector, and they have a significant share of the local economy. Further, the city has an economic development department, as well as a community futures office, both of which can assist you to perhaps identify an opportunity that is needed in the area, and they will also have resources that can help you develop your business plan, which can realize your dream into a reality. Now, as mentioned, let's talk about the commute. The average time it will take you to get to work if you live in Yorkton is about 7 minutes, allowing you more time to spend focusing on building your career, hanging out with your friends, or pursuing a new activity. Remember, time is the one thing you can't buy back, so a commute to work should be a strong consideration when thinking about a place to live. Now, having a job does lead a person or a family to needing a place to live, correct? So let's look at the housing market. A single-family home in the city ranges, on average, from about $195,000 to $200,000, while commuter towns such as Melville, Saskatchewan, where homes are going for about $100,000 to $110,000. And between you and I, a majority of these are in pretty great shape. And these houses include your own backyard to have a barbecue, read, play some catch with your family, or whatever you would like to do. A backyard is basically your piece of tranquility. If you are not in the market to purchase a home, you can always rent as well, from townhouses to duplexes to fourplexes and just your regular apartments. The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment is $750 per month, and a three-bedroom averages you about $1,000 per month. And yes, this is all in Canadian currency. What else would I be using, right? Now that we have reviewed the employment, business, and housing markets, we should definitely review a bit about the amenities that Yorkton and area have to offer. To put it simply, and according to the city's website, Yorkton's official community plan was rated the most active living friendly in Saskatchewan. The city of Yorkton promotes physical activities through different cultural and recreational programs. Excellent healthcare, education, and other public services contribute to the excellent quality of life that this community has to offer. Yorkton realizes that in order to stay healthy mentally and physically, that its residents must be active and stay connected. To ensure this happens, they have a fabulous community development, parks, and recreation department that oversees a variety of indoor and outdoor opportunities. The department also oversees a number of registered programs offered to help residents of all ages to get active. So they have recreation beyond this, but just to name a few, they have indoor skating, hockey rinks, curling rinks, indoor swimming pools, tennis courts, an 18-hole golf course, baseball diamonds, softball diamonds, slow pitch facilities, soccer fields, horseshoe pitch, bowling center, playgrounds, parks, ecological preserve, snowmobile trails, fishing, martial arts, and again, so much more. So I actually have a personal example to share of how great this community's recreational lifestyle is. I only live about an hour away from this gem of a community. And as such, back in my younger days, when I was going to university, I ended up taking my National Lifeguard certification at their local indoor aquatic facility known as the Gallagher Center. I remember the first time I walked into the center and seeing all the fun activities for everyone of all ages to do in that building. It was just fabulous. Speaking of the Gallagher Center, it actually also hosts the Yorkton Sports Bank, where they collect and distribute both used and new sports equipment, meaning that the equipment is free and available to every resident in Yorkton to use. So really, there is nothing to stop from trying one of the many activities this community has to offer. A sports bank, similar to a library, who would have thought? With regards to education, there is plenty of educational opportunities, including a local community college. There are four separate religious elementary schools, all serve children from kindergarten to grade 8. There are also four public elementary schools for children to go from kindergarten to grade 8 as well. There are two high schools in the city of Yorkton that include Yorkton Regional High School as well as Sacred Heart High School. All schools enjoy an array of activities and a strong education where students can grow into outstanding citizens. However, if you are looking more at the post-secondary options, then you should definitely check out Parkland College, who has a campus in Yorkton. If you have listened to my previous podcast about Brandon, Manitoba, you will know I am a huge believer in colleges lining their program offerings up with the local labor market and their needs. And this college does that. So if you are an international student or thinking of coming to school in Western Canada, definitely look up Parkland College, where they offer business, health, administration, and trades programs. And as such, finding employment during and after you graduate is pretty darn easy. Yorkton is one of the safest cities in all of Canada. They are among the top 10 cities with the most hours of sunshine and the clearest skies all year round. Yorkton's excellent level of education, healthcare, and recreational services, expanding housing sector, competitive environment, and readily available amenities are just a few reasons why Yorkton is the best place to live, work, and invest. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got guns to my left, and wheat fields to my right. Thank you. country roads I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. Just live and be glad.